Here's some more grim news if you were thinking of selling your house. Existing home sales fell last month in another sign of a softening real estate market. The National Association of Realtors says July home sales were down more than 11% from a year ago. The average price of a home rose by less than 1%. The average price of a condominium dropped slightly in July, and condos remain a popular option in some of the nation's most expensive housing markets. From one of those, San Diego, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Scott Webb's livelihood depends on a healthy condo market. He's not a developer or a real estate agent. He's a sign spinner. For $14.20 an hour, Webb stands on busy street corners, twirling a big cardboard arrow and directing drivers to nearby condos for sale.
Just get people's attention and let them know where the condos are.
After 2 years on various street corners, Webb has helped sell a lot of condos. But no matter how handy he's become at twirling that arrow, even he's not sure which direction the condo market is pointing.
As a sign spinner, I hope it goes up, but I rent right now. We're looking to invest in something with my parents, so for those reasons, I hope it goes down.
On this day, Webb is steering customers to the Campus Walk condominiums near San Diego State University. 21 units went on the market 2 weeks ago with a starting price of $349,000. Six have already sold. Sales agent Melissa Diaz says the market isn't as hot as it was a year ago, but her company is still busy converting apartments to condominiums to sell to first-time buyers.
Yep, there's still the demand. Because, I mean, condos are in the lower end of the market, so first-time buyers, that's the only thing they can get into for now.
According to one market analyst, the number of these apartment condo conversions in San Diego has nearly doubled in the last year. But all those extra condos on the market are making it hard for would-be sellers like Salvatore Arditi. Arditi and his wife Jackie are packing for a move to Orange County, where he works as a video game designer. He says they haven't been able to sell their San Diego condominium after more than 2 months on the market.
There's been a lot of showings, but no offers as of yet.
The Arditis are asking $449,000 for their condo. That's $50,000 below their original asking price and about $100,000 less than their upstairs neighbor got a couple of years ago.
He put on the market on a Tuesday. Sunday he had an open house and he had a bidding war. So he actually sold it for more than he wanted to sell it.
The Arditis plan to lease their condo for the time being. Since they haven't bought in Orange County yet, they're not in a rush to sell. The number of condos sold in San Diego dropped 33% last month from the same month a year ago, while the median price of a condo fell slightly to $384,000. Russ Vallone of the research firm Market Point Realty Advisors says a little cooling in the condo market is not a bad thing at all.
We've lost the speculator, thank God. The cycle's gone from one of immediacy to one of I can afford to wait. There's always going to be Harry and Maude who are forced to sell, but that's going to be the exception. I think what we're looking at is flattening, stabilizing prices.
An older couple shopping for a condo this week said they're not worried about losing value, even as more residential high-rises take shape on the downtown skyline. What really worries them is that the continued growth of the condo market might one day block their waterfront view. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.